Hey everyone, and welcome back. We're diving deep today with a fellow nature enthusiast,
Oh, nice.
Steve Creek. He's this amazing wildlife photographer,
Okay.
and we're going to be going through one of his blog posts today,
Sounds good.
all about house finches, specifically his awesome observations and photos from
Right.
his yard in Arkansas.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So I'm really excited to learn more about these birds, you know. I see them around all the time, but
Yeah.
never really stop to like appreciate them.
Yeah, it's so easy to overlook the common things, isn't it?
Right.
I think Steve's passion for documenting these birds is so inspiring. You know,
Absolutely.
he's not just capturing beauty, but he's also contributing
Yeah.
to our understanding of their behaviors and how they interact with their
So,
environment.
yeah. That's what really stood out to me, you know.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's dive in.
Okay.
First thing that really caught my eye
Yeah.
was how Steve describes the male house finch and their appearance. He talks about
Their vibrant reddish orange plumage,
Right.
which really stands out, especially against like all the fall foliage.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
That striking difference in coloration between the males and females is a prime example of sexual dimorphism.
Wow.
It's a fascinating phenomenon. You see it across many bird species
Okay.
where the males sport these bright, eye-catching colors to attract mates.
So that's what that's all about.
Yeah. And meanwhile, the females tend to have
Oh, okay.
more muted tones, which helps them blend in and stay protected while nesting.
That makes total sense.
Yeah.
So it's almost like a fashion statement for the males.
Exactly.
Yeah,
Like
that's,
standing out from the crowd.
yeah. And speaking of standing out,
Okay.
Scoot actually has this whole guide in his post on how to tell the difference
Oh, wow.
between house finches and purple finches,
Oh.
which are, I guess, kind of similar.
Yeah, it can
Yeah.
be tricky.
Yeah, so we won't get into all the
So,
details.
but it's definitely worth checking out if you really want to, you know,
Yeah.
become a house finch expert.
Oh, I love that he included that. It's just like a little reminder that there's always more to learn, even about the birds we think we know, you know?
Right.
Now, beyond their looks,
Okay.
these little guys are surprisingly adaptable,
Oh.
especially when it comes to their diet.
Okay.
Steve observed one just snacking on dandelion seeds.
Wow.
Not exactly your typical bird feeder fare.
I know. Right. It made me realize like how resourceful they are. It's not just about those sunflower seeds,
Right.
the feeder.
That's what allows them to be so widespread.
Oh, okay.
Their diet is incredibly diverse, you know,
Right.
including various seeds, fruits, and even insects when they can catch them.
Oh, wow.
This flexibility is a big part of why they're found all over North America
Okay.
in a wide range of habitats.
Wow, so they're not picky.
They are not picky at all.
Okay, so they're fashionable, they're adaptable. What else?
I'll
Well,
tell you.
in his post, Steve describes their calls
Yeah?
as
Yeah.
this musical chirping sound that seems to rise in pitch.
Okay.
And he contrasts it with like the softer call of the purple finch.
Interesting.
It made me wonder, like, what are they actually saying to each other?
That's a great question. Bird calls are more than just random sounds.
Oh, okay.
They're actually a very sophisticated form of communication.
Wow.
Each call has a specific purpose, you know, attracting a mate, defending their territory,
Oh, wow.
warning others of danger for
Okay.
bird watchers.
Yeah.
Learning these calls is like unlocking a whole new world. It
Interesting.
helps you identify different species and understand what's happening around you.
So it's like they're having their own little conversations out
Yeah.
there.
Yeah.
It makes you appreciate those sounds so much more.
Right.
And speaking of appreciating
Yeah.
Steve's passion for these birds, you know,
Yeah.
really comes through in his writing. He even calls his backyard a mini wildlife sanctuary.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful way to describe it.
Right.
You know, if we connect this to the bigger picture,
Yeah.
it highlights the growing importance of citizen science.
Okay.
Every observation that someone like Steve makes, every photo they take, contributes to our overall knowledge about
Yeah.
bird behavior and their
Well,
distribution.
wow.
In fact, there are online platforms like eBird where
Really?
people can log their bird sightings,
Wow.
creating this massive database that scientists can use
That's so
for
cool.
research and conservation efforts.
That's
Yeah,
incredible.
it really shows how individual actions
Yeah.
can have a collective impact.
For sure.
Speaking of impact,
Yeah.
Steve also shared some details about the photography setup.
Oh, cool.
He used to capture this stunning close-up
Yeah.
image of a male house finch.
Yeah, he mentioned using a really powerful
Yeah.
telephoto lens to get that shot. It's a reminder that wildlife photography takes a lot more.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. just pointing and shooting.
Way more.
Yeah.
It takes patience,
yeah.
technical skill, mm-hmm. and a deep understanding of animal behavior
right.
to capture those fleeting moments of beauty.
What stood out to me was how he was talking about,
yeah.
you know, adjusting the settings on his camera
right.
for the fall light.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it made me realize
yeah.
how much thought goes into each shot.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wildlife photographers are this unique blend of artist and scientist.
Totally.
They need both technical expertise and a keen eye for composition.
Right.
To create images that are not only beautiful, but informative.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I find that so inspiring.
Yeah.
It's like he's sharing a glimpse into a world
mm-hmm.
that most of us never get to see.
And by sharing his work, he's inspiring others
yeah.
to appreciate the beauty and wonder that's all around us.
Well, I'm definitely feeling inspired.
Right.
So we've learned that house pinches are fashionable.
Yes.
Adaptable.
And surprisingly vocal.
Very much so.
And we've also learned that capturing their beauty on camera takes real
yeah.
skill and dedication.
Definitely. And their story gets even more interesting.
Oh, yeah.
When you consider that they weren't always so widespread.
Oh, okay.
You know, they were originally native to like the southwestern U.S. and Mexico.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So how did they end up
yeah.
all over North America? Did they like just decide to go on an adventure?
Yeah. It's a story of accidental introduction and rapid adaptation.
Wow.
So back in the 1940s, some house finches were released on Long Island.
Oh, wow.
New York, likely from the pet trade.
So they were like little feathered escape artists.
Exactly.
Wow.
And they thrived in their new environment.
Oh, wow.
Spreading really quickly across the eastern U.S. and eventually into Canada.
Wow. So they basically colonized a whole new continent. That's
pretty much, yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Their adaptability played a huge role.
Fair
you know,
work.
They're not too particular about their habitat.
Mm-hmm.
They're flexible eaters, as
yeah.
we discussed.
Right.
And they're pretty resilient.
Okay, so that's a great lesson for us all.
I can
make the best of any situation, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so we've talked about their appearance, their adaptable diet,
mm-hmm.
their unique calls, and now this incredible journey across North America.
Yeah.
What else makes house finches so special?
Well, one aspect that Steve touches on is their social behavior.
Okay.
They're often seen in flocks, especially outside of the breeding season.
So they're like the life of the bird party, always hanging out with their buddies.
You could say that.
Yeah.
They're quite chatty and interactive.
Oh.
Which makes them even more enjoyable to observe.
I bet it's like quite a chorus when a...
Yeah. Imagine all those chirps and calls,
yeah.
creating like a symphony of sound.
Yeah, is there a pecking order?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Within those flocks,
okay.
there's definitely a hierarchy
mm-hmm.
with dominant birds getting first dibs on food
oh. yeah.
and the best perches.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's fascinating to watch
wow.
their interactions and see how these social structures play out.
It's like a miniature, like feathered society
yeah.
with its own rules and dynamics.
Exactly.
Wow. Who knew there was so much going on in the world of house finches?
It just goes to show that even the most common creatures
yeah.
can have these surprising depths.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of nature, right?
Yeah.
There's always something new to discover.
Totally.
Even in our own backyards.
I totally agree. I feel like Steve's blog post has really opened my eyes to these little birds. I feel like I'm going to be looking at them in a whole new light now.
That's what we hope for.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about fostering that sense of curiosity
mm-hmm.
and wonder about the natural world.
Right.
Who
right.
knows what amazing discoveries await you
yeah.
in your own neighborhood.
Maybe I'll even get inspired to try, like, my hand at some bird photography.
Yeah, you should.
Though I doubt I'll reach Steve's level of expertise anytime soon.
Well, the key is to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Every expert was once a beginner.
Right.
The most important thing is to nurture that connection with nature
mm-hmm.
and let it fuel your passion.
Yeah, that's such a great point. So we've covered a lot about house finches today.
Yeah.
But for our listeners who might be thinking, you know, okay, this is all very interesting.
Right.
But why should I care about these birds? What would you say?
I think house finches serve as this wonderful reminder
yeah.
that beauty and wonder can be found in the most ordinary places.
Mm-hmm.
They're a symbol of resilience,
yeah,
adaptability, and the interconnectedness of all living things.
I love that. It's like a mini lesson in life, all wrapped up in a feathery package.
Exactly.
They've shown us that with a little flexibility and a positive attitude, we can thrive in any environment.
Yeah, and you never know. Maybe learning about these birds will inspire someone to take action.
Yeah.
To plant native plants, put up a bird feeder, or simply spend more time observing the natural world around them.
Small actions can make a big difference.
Absolutely.
It's all about paying attention and appreciating the small wonders that we often take for granted. You know, it's just amazing how such a seemingly like simple creature can spark such a deep and engaging conversation.
Yeah.
I feel like I've learned so much about house finches today.
Yeah.
Things I never would have thought about before.
It's a testament to the power of observation and storytelling, you know?
Yeah.
Steve's passion for these birds, like, really shines through, and it's infectious.
Right. It's like he's opened a window into a whole new world right here in our own backyards, and that's what makes this deep dive so rewarding. You know, it's not just about, like, learning facts. It's about connecting with nature on a personal level.
Totally.
And rediscovering that sense of wonder.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that every creature, no matter how common, has a story to tell.
Right.
And by paying attention to those stories, we enrich our own lives and deepen our connection to the natural world.
So to wrap things up.
Okay.
We've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
We started with, you know, those striking colors of the male house finch, explored their incredibly adaptable diet.
Yeah.
And decoded like the secrets of their unique calls.
Right.
We even traced their fascinating journey across North America.
I know. Talk about an adventure.
I know, right?
Yeah.
We also delved into their social lives.
Yeah.
You know, those intricate dynamics within their flocks.
Mm-hmm.
And touched on the dedication and skill required to capture their beauty through photography.
It's a reminder that even the smallest creatures can have complex and fascinating lives.
And most importantly, I think we've all been reminded that beauty and wonder can be found in the most ordinary places.
Absolutely.
Often right outside our windows. We just need to take the time to look and listen.
Here's a final thought for our listeners.
Okay.
The next time you're out and about, keep an eye out for those feathered friends.
Yeah.
Listen for their cheerful chirps. Admire their colorful plumage. And remember the incredible journey they've taken to be there.
And maybe, just maybe, you'll be inspired to grab your camera or even just your phone and try to capture their beauty for yourself.
Right.
You never know. You might discover a hidden talent or passion you never knew you had.
Exactly.
Until next time, happy bird watching, everyone.